first step.
Practically that implement. You don't. You know, that's why the topmost expert of the CIA, the guy who was in charge of capturing Osama bin Laden, the foremost expert, he resigned in disgust. Because we have to draw the line at ideological idealism and just the practical reality of what's going on around the world. We have to do that on both sides, okay? I know I don't have much time, but I just want to ask you some questions because we are here to protest what's going on in Gaza. You have to understand, there are some fallacies, in my opinion, about Gaza that really need to be addressed, okay? Okay, first of all, fallacy number one. The Israelis, after occupying Gaza for 35 years, they withdrew. And this was so generous of them. They withdrew, and look what these terrible Palestinians did in response. They're firing these rockets at these, right? That's what we hear, right? What you don't know is we could argue whether the Israelis withdrew or were forced to withdraw. Because if we were to argue, think about it, if we were to argue that the Israelis withdrew because of their good nature, God bless them, right? Then the question I'm asking you is, why is it that if these terrible Hamas people responded with rockets, why is it that over 70% of the Israeli population right now wants a truce with Hamas? Why?
They're tired of getting shot at.
Huh?
They're tired of getting shot at.
And why, by what are they getting shot at by? Do you know how many people, I'm not discounting how the Israelis feel, okay? I'm asking you, do you know in the past 2 years how many Israelis have died from those, they're firecrackers, we have bigger firecrackers down here, dude, okay?
Yeah, but when they hit you in the head, when you're on the way to school, when you're in the
sure,
it's a big deal. But
sure, so what's the solution to that?
There is a solution. There's no solution for people.
There's no solution.
There's no solution.
So these are just crazy people that like firing rockets and having 300...
There's nothing you can do because you kill someone's son, they kill their... You're killing each other, there's nothing you can do. You create animosity. If Israel stops right now attacking Hamas and attacking Gaza, they'll attack Israel.
Not true.
They don't recognize it's right to exist.
Hold on. You can go look this up. Okay, let me just say something real quick. Okay. Let me just say something real quick. Hamas, evil or good, is a very disciplined outfit, okay? If you look at statistically what has happened in the times when they have declared that they will not fire rockets, they have not fired rockets. They are a disciplined organization, good or evil, I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is that when you occupy a land, okay? When you occupy a land that does not belong to you, based on a history that is theological, okay? Let me give you an example. No, I was getting to this anyways. Let me give you an example. 586 BC is the last time that Jews had any kind of presence in that area.
Jews have been there the entire time. Whether they've been in control or not,
they've been,
not the
yes,
issue.
They've been there the entire time. But 586 BC is the last time. And if you look at the Bible before that, who are the people of Canaan?
Whoever's there before them.
Okay. My point is that there were always people there, okay?
There's people in Texas. Should we give Texas back to the Native Americans?
1099, okay? The Crusaders invaded Jerusalem and committed a wholesale massacre of both Jews and Muslims. After that, the Christians were there. Then 1740, guess who the first settlement was initiated by? A Muslim ruler. An Ottoman ruler, okay? He established the first Jewish city in that land. What I'm saying, it's not that simple. When you drop a 500-pound bomb on an interior ministry building to send a message, and you kill four members of the same family in the adjoining house, and then you say, that's collateral damage.
Y'all send a message.
That's not the solution. That is not the solution.
Yours is not the solution either.
The solution is...
Why don't you just stop?
The solution is that you have to go back and read the history of Zionism. Okay? Read the history of Zionism. Read the history of how Israel was created. Read the history. Facts. Okay? You may have theological differences.
Oh my God.
Okay? And read what has happened in the time since. Okay? Israel's usefulness to the U.S. is based on a real politik that no longer applies, okay? Israel is no longer of any use. Let's suppose we don't talk from a theological perspective, okay? We can argue that all day. Israel is the bastion of the Western culture in that region, and Israel is very useful to America. That's not true either. Look at what all former State Department officials are saying. Look at USS Cole, okay? Look at all the incidents that have occurred in that area since, okay? You cannot create a nation based on something that happened 3,000 years ago, kick out 1.2 million people, bring in as many people as you want based on one of their ancestors being Jewish, right? And then expect people there to live and accept that. That's not going to happen.
I have one question for you, sir. I am a Jewish male. I am Jewish. Where can I go? Where is safe for me? There is nowhere in the world. Yes, America is safe right now.
Let him talk. Go ahead.
I have no issues with Muslims. I have more issues with Christians following the Muslims. I've been to Israel. It's a beautiful place. This is my question. If stuff turns bad in America, it's done it before. There's been anti-Semitism in America before. There's been, right now there's anti-Muslim sentiment. Where can I go? Where is safe for me? This boils down to the fact that me
kicked
and my
out
people,
from every me, land we were ever in, kicked out from every land we were ever in. We have one home.
What about the Palestinians? Where they should go then?
Hold on, let me answer first.
Where is safe for me? I understand there is controversy over the land.
Let him finish. Don't interrupt.
The issue with it is that the Jews that are there now will fight to the last person to be there, and this will go on, frankly, till every Jew is dead. And if that's what some people want, then that's some people's choice. It's been the ideas before. We're okay with that.
Okay, can I? What's your name?
I'm James.
James, can I say something now, please?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's suppose that's true for a second. Okay. I have one question for you. Do you know where the largest population of Jews in the Middle East lives?
Iran.
Not true at all. Where does the largest population of Jews in the Middle East live?
In Israel.
Okay. All right, Israel. After Israel. Do you know where it lives? Do you know where it lives after Israel?
No, because Jews have been evacuated and persecuted from every other Middle Eastern country.
That's not true.
It's really not.
Hold on. Let me make my point. Go ahead, James.
There are a lot of Jews in Iran relative to the rest of the region, but that number is so tiny compared to what it used to be before there was an Israel.
Besides, why would they want to live there when Ahmadinejad wants to kill us?
That's not true. Jews, hold on. Let me make my speech. All right, hold on. I know this is an emotional topic, I understand. Let me just make my point real fast, okay? Okay? Jews in Iran have a member of parliament in the Iranian parliament. Jews in Iran travel back and forth between Israel and Iran. Israelis are not allowed to travel to Iran. Jews in Iran travel back and forth between Israel and Iran, okay? Jews in Iran have very publicly condemned the actions of Israel that have been made in their name. So the notion that Jews don't have anywhere to go, okay? I understand that Jews have been persecuted. I understand. But the Armenians were persecuted. Okay? 30 million Russians died in the Second World War.
But there's a Russia.
Right?
Why is there no Russian?
Where's the gypsy country? Where's the homosexual country? Where's the communist country? Where are the countries for everyone who's ever been oppressed?
That's right. No, don't do that. Don't shout him down.
There are no communists.
The point I'm trying to make is, but let's suppose for the sake of argument, you're the most persecuted person in the world. Okay? Okay? But what I'm saying is that does not give you the right to persecute someone else, especially if the person you're persecuting has nothing to do with your original persecution, okay? The Holocaust occurred in Europe, not the Middle East, okay? If you want to take revenge for what happened to you...
This isn't an issue of revenge! Why
okay, what
this?
Is it? Tell me, James.
This is an issue of where we are. We're in Israel. They're not all going to leave. The Jews are in Israel now. These are the facts of deal today. The Jews are in Israel. Whether people like it or not, we're there. And we're going to be there to stay.
Okay, well, see, that's the problem. That's easy for you to say. That's easy for you to say over here.